This is The Rokan Show with me, Anna Zavlantis. Justin Kaufman sitting in with us as Ro's taking a couple of days off. I'm sure he'll tell us about his adventures when he gets back.
Yeah. I mean, he's missing one of the biggest stories in the history of stories, that somebody jumped off that Skyway Bridge.
Impressed with this.
I don't know. I have family in Indiana, in Northwest Indiana, in Valparaiso and that area, Michigan City, LaPorte. So when we go, we take the Skyway. Instead of taking 94, we pay the money to take the Skyway. So when I go over that bridge, I get white knuckle. I'm just like, and I always get a little heart palpitation where I'm just like, it's so high up here. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're almost on the top of a roller coaster.
Hey, you kind of breathe a little bit better once you get on the other side.
Yeah, and you're going fast. There's cars next to you, and I'm always like, okay, this is the one place where you go 10 and 2, and you're just like, this is going to be where I'm going to be the best driver this life has ever seen, because I cannot imagine an accident up here. And the idea that somebody got an accident and then in being chased or wanting to avoid whatever, jumped off it.
Into the river, we think, even though I guess the dive teams are going to
the dive teams are giving up, because if that actually happened, which we might find out it didn't happen, but if that did happen, there's no way anyone could survive that, right?
Yeah, there's three divers in the water now looking under ice, but there is very low visibility, so they might be suspending that search shortly.
I need to take a break. I need to go to the Billy Goat and just ease out a little bit.
Well, maybe think you can about take that. You and Andy Shaw can get a beer. I think he's got some extra time.
He does. Andy Shaw, the head of the BGA, the Better Government Association, was announced today that he is stepping down from his perch at the top of the BGA to work on special projects. But it's been a long run for him at the Better Government Association. Of course, Andy Shaw, a longtime political reporter from ABC TV. He joins us on the line now. Andy, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's great to talk to you guys. You freaked me out with that bridge jump.
Right?
I have vertigo sitting here. I feel like Corey Crawford. You know, I have an upper body injury, and it turns out to be vertigo.
You're right. I feel the exact. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh my goodness.
So how are you feeling now that you've announced it? And you know, you've had this storied career here, 37 years at ABC 7, and then what, 8 or 9, almost 9 at the BGA.
Yeah, this was a weird day, Anna. You know, whenever you make a major announcement, and you both have left jobs historically, and with greater and lesser degrees of attention, and this one carried not a lot of news value, except for people who are hard up for guests like you guys.
We always love talking to you.
You know, with Ro gone, if you really need to wait for Ro's debrief on his vacation, I'm going to suggest some other topics like.
It will be forced on us, Andy.
Justin, we need the alderman from the 51st Ward.
Right,
that'd be
right.
More interesting. But no, realistically, honestly speaking, it was an anxiety filled day. We had a staff meeting this morning. I talked to the managers. And, you know, when you've done something that you put your heart and soul into, as I did this BGA gig and previously ABC7, it's awfully hard to relinquish the control and the fun.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I'm going to be 70 in June, and even though I have the energy of a kid, it's actually time to go see some of the 6 other continents where I've missed a lot of the sights and spend more time with my 6 grandchildren. And basically slow it down. So I think the plan simply is to have somebody else come in and run the place day to day, and I can stay on and help with some of the journalism and some of the fundraising and some of the events and some of the external relations, and it'll be a win-win. It's also time for some, you know, one last candid comment.
Yeah.
I think I've taken it as far as I can. I'm an old guy. I'm not a digital guy. And I think it's time for someone younger with a digital vision to take the next step to BGA 3.0. And I'm looking forward to helping the board pick that person and then helping that person elevate the scope and impact of the watchdog work, because as you know, it's more important than ever. The city, the county, and the state still have enormous amounts of dysfunction governmentally.
Oh, no question.
And the watchdog work is critically important because we are being ill-served by the people who collect our tax dollars.
Well, I want to ask you about that, Andy, because I want to ask your commentary. You've been in this business a long time, and investigative reporting is one area that doesn't seem to get the funding it deserves in times when we probably need so much more looking into the business of government, et cetera. And the Better Government Association has done some amazing award-winning work investigating so many areas, looking under the covers of so many things that weren't getting enough attention, simply in a lot of cases because of resources. But somehow you guys have figured out a way to make that work, and it's been going on for, what, nearly 100 years over there, still going strong.
Well, the model has actually changed. For decades, it was the legacy news media, print, radio, and television that carried the heavy weight, and 60 Minutes still does. I will say that the Trib and the Sun-Times continue to do good investigative work, certainly on the East Coast. The Washington Post, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal do stellar work, and some of the broadcast networks do some. Even HBO does investigations. You probably noticed that they hired Ronan Farrow, mm-hmm. who broke the Harvey Weinstein story. He's going to be doing a series of investigative reports for HBO. So I think the big difference today is there are a lot of different areas where investigative work is done, and one of those is the nonprofit sector, which has been the one growth area in investigative journalism. And the reason for that is there are a lot of people with deep pockets and resources who lament the demise of newspapers, as you guys do and I do, yeah. and understand that with dysfunctional government everywhere, from the shutdown folks in D.C., to the high-taxing folks here in Chicago, to the dysfunction in Springfield, to the pop tax in Cook County, there is a desperate need to keep our eyes on these people and to keep reminding taxpayers that these folks are ill using our money. That's the thing that really bugs me the most. If I don't like a Big Mac, I can go to Wendy's or Burger King. If I don't like Speedway, I can go to Esso or another gas station. But if I don't like my local public officials, I still have to pay my taxes. If I don't, I go to jail. And so the fact that we pay a lot of taxes in Illinois for shoddy services at all levels is it's of endless frustration and aggravation to me, and that's why both the TV gig and newspaper gig before that and this watchdog work has been so satisfying, and we just have to keep it strong and have more of it.
Andy, one more question for you. You know, there's been so much made from both the city and the governor's office and the state house just about transparency, government transparency. In the digital age, you can get to, everyone wants to use that as a campaign pledge, if you will. As someone at the head of the BGA for the amount of time that you've been there, 9 or so years, have you seen that to be true? Are our politicians, are our governments, are our leaders more transparent than they've ever been?
Justin, great question. They are blowing smoke. Here's the deal. They are dumping tremendous amounts of basic data online. Sure, you can go to all the websites and see the salaries and see the programs, but when it comes to the deliberations about programs and the key decisions about, you know, what they're going to do with our tax dollars and their comments about how to spin the media on what they're doing, that stuff remains secretive. And you know, over these 9 years, we have filed more than 50 lawsuits against City Hall, the mayor, the governor, the comptroller, the county board president, the police department, the school system. We have sued almost every governmental entity because they continue to stonewall when you ask the serious questions. So, yes, there's tons of data online, but no, the key stuff about how they're spending our money and making the key decisions,
well hidden.
That's not transparent, and we have to keep fighting for that because that's the ball game.
Yeah, and the BGA is nonpartisan, too, which is the other thing.
Totally nonpartisan.
A memorable moment. Just give us one from the BGA, not from your entire broadcasting group. Just BGA, when did you feel proud that you knew you guys were doing good work?
Well, I think the last four we've done, we exposed the sham graduation rate claims of City Hall at city colleges. We looked at leaks and other safety hazards in our nuclear plants recently. We looked also at Navy Pier and how it got $55 million TIF dollars that it wasn't entitled to through a shell game. Those are three recent ones. And the last one we did that I thought was really, really important, we looked at police shootings of civilians in the suburbs, mm-hmm. Cook County suburbs.
Yeah.
We
good.
Determined that not a single cop has been held accountable in 113 shootings because there's no oversight and no watchdogs. So look, we've done 650 investigations in these 9 years. I'm proud of almost every one of them, and we have to do 650 more in the next 9 years, because before I go 6 feet under, yeah, I would like to see good government in Illinois. It may not be possible.
It'll happen, Andy. It's going to happen.
Andy Shaw, stepping down from the head of the BGA, is to do press, special projects and journalism. And just before we let you go, Andy, we put together a montage of clips of some of your greatest work before you retire.
Let's okay, go you're going to pimp me. Go ahead.
ABC 7's Andy Shaw reports from Boston. I need a mic, Rich. A mic. Microphone. We'll get back to Andy as soon as he finds his microphone.
We've all been there, Andy. Boy, I just...
was one of my... Look, you know what? I did 15,000... Anna, you'll appreciate this.
I will.
I did 15,000 television stories in my 37 years,
okay,
and I probably did 5,000 live shots.
Of course.
And you know what?
Uh-huh.
I also enjoyed the day that I threw Mary Ann Childers and Harry Porterfield were,
yes,
anchoring, and
mm-hmm,
I threw it back to Mary and Harry Ann. I mean, look, you know, you do live TV.
I'm on a blooper reel that circulates all the time,
gosh,
too, when the lights fell down in my face when I was at NBC, and I didn't know what to do. I freaked.
That particular, what they call Andy Fails, I don't know if you pulled up that one, but one of the websites that features that has almost 2 million views. So I'm really happy that I've entertained a lot of people with my blooper.
We got to point out that the microphone was on your head. Right.
Well, that's what happens when you're low tech.
That's
right. They gave me a headset that I wasn't familiar with, and I didn't realize it had a mic on it. That's dumb dumb.
Thanks for being a good sport,
buddy. Congrats on your success, Andy. Thanks for playing along.
Oh, thanks, guys. Hey, take care, and I'll talk to you again.
Talk to you
again. All right.
Adios.
We're gonna see what's coming up in Judy's news at the top of the hour.